您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
The Legend of 芈月, the 81 episode historic epic drama, is really popular now. However, it aroused more criticism than compliments from the audience. Why are people not happy with this and still watching it? Guys, okay, Luo Yu, why don't you go first, since you're the only person in the studio that has actually watched this show religiously. So what is it about, and why are you watching it? Why do you think it's good?
Oh, Mie Zhuan is, you know, a legend about this, one of the concubines of Qin Hui Wen Wen Wang, the king of the Qin state, there in warring period. At that time, and although some people blame Mie Yue being very, TV drama being very flashing and gaudy, but I tend to have a lot of very good thoughts out of it. For one thing, I think, you know, look at the legend of this person. I mean, it actually told us a series of stories of how a simple and young and innocent young lady became a very good politician or stateswoman of that country. And she's a very good CEO of the country. She makes very eloquent speeches and to sort of incentivize her soldiers to fight for the country. And second, I want to say, you know, it's also a process of self-realization, because she had hooked up with many very handsome and powerful men. For example, she's one of the concubines of Qin Hui Wen Wang, the king of the Qin state. She also committed adultery with Yi Qujun, the head of nomadic country of state, and also she had relationship with Huang Xie, an official with the Chu state. So from having stories with different men of different stages, you know,
You're wonderful, Luo Yu. So glad to have you on the show, providing insightful and unique analysis here. And you said exactly the same thing as what this neighbor of mine, this auntie, she's like my mom's age, and she said exactly the same thing. Yeah, she really enjoys the show. Okay, now we've got the great stuff about the show out of the way. Why are people hating it?
One last sentence.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay,
it's
continue
about
then.
Self-realization. I mean, originally, it's about harem conflicts between different concubines. However,
yeah,
if you look further into the future episodes, it's actually about a bigger dream, how to unify the whole country. And, you know, and it's also a process of self-realization, of building up this glorious country. That's my perspective.
Okay.
Well, one thing that was interesting for me, I haven't seen it. I just watched a couple minutes of the preview there, but I remember after the last show we talked about on this, Liaobang, Nirvana and Fire,
yeah,
that was quite good. I watched that, and then afterwards, I remember seeing all this stuff and all this hype, kind of like hyping it up to the same level as that, and I thought, well, that's interesting. And I looked at it, just did not seem anywhere near as good. And so you had tons of people, 700 million, watching it for the first couple episodes, and it got like an eighth on Douban at first, and then it went way down after that because it didn't live up to the hype, not at all.
Mm-hmm. And especially it's carrying the legacy of Zhen Huan Zhuan, the legend of Zhen Huan, which is considered as one of the best period pieces in China ever produced, okay, in the last 5 years probably. And and that show has been repeatedly broadcast every summer holidays since it's been aired in a few years ago. Do you see something similar going on here? You see the ratings high, but compliments not so many.
Right. Well, I think they are trying to capture that spirit to a certain extent, at least that fan base. But, again, I haven't seen any of these. I watched a little bit, though, of the preview, because they're way too long of both of these. And I wasn't impressed by either, but it did seem that Zhen Huan Zhuan was done quite a bit better. Not very interesting to me, not especially good, but it did look like it was just done better.
Yeah, it was done better, for sure. At least for me. Lou, you have a chance to say after I finish this, sorry. So basically, I think for the casting of this show, I've only watched two episodes for it because, you know, for our show, I wanted to come in prepared, and oh my goodness, all those actresses, aside from the main ones, the other female actresses, oh my goodness, when I looked at their face, they looked completely 2015. There's no way that they can be a Qin person, and there's like so much Botox and everything going on, and what does the cast casting person think about when they were recruiting these actresses? Luo Yu, you had something to say.
But you know, actually, art is originated from real life, but actually, it's way beyond the real life. I mean, why do you focus too much attention on the looks of the actors and actresses?
Well, because when you look, let's say you get a present, and if the wrapping is just poor, of course it will not get your enthusiasm up. Or for a show like this, at least the appearance should be convincing. It doesn't even have to be pretty, but it has to be convincing. And this one, sorry, it didn't do it for me.